The Attorney General's Office warns for elderly scams. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Elderly Ohioans are asked to use caution if responding to random callers. Grandparent scams are often calls that claim an individual's grandchild is in trouble and needs money. Ohio Attorney General Office spokesman Dan Tierney says some reported scams include callers saying someone is in an accident, caught up with drugs, or might be in jail. The con artists then urge the older person to send money to pay a supposed fine, some fees, or an associated cost.
Beyond, you know, just being aware of anybody who ask you to wire money or pay with a non-traditional method, such as, you know, iTunes gift cards or Green Dot gift cards are very common in these types of scams. And there's nothing wrong with iTunes gift cards, but if somebody's asking you to pay them and they're not iTunes, it might be a scam.
Victims can also be asked to purchase a prepaid card and then read the numbers over the phone. Tierney reminds residents to never give out personal information over the phone unless through a reliable source. In addition, scammers know the person they are calling is older and may ask for additional money to be sent and will likely tell them to not talk with other family members about the situation. Main tips to avoid being a scam victim is to talk to your family, limit the information you share online, and to always be wary of unusual payment requests, especially through gift cards. A two-day event is scheduled for this evening and Saturday at the Tuscarawas County Fair. Tickets are required for the truck and tractor pull that begin both days at 7 p.m. On Friday, it's the NTPA classes of light pro stock, two-wheel drive, and 3.0 diesel trucks. Also, the class super stock tractors will pull in the COTPA classes. Then on Saturday, the truck and tractor pull features the OSTPA classes with super modified 4x4, limited pro stock, and pro stock semi. Tickets can be reserved for the grandstand or track seating. In addition, it's the pedal tractor pull and the hog area at 4 p.m. Superintendent Reb Billman explains that there are 5 weight classes for the kids, and each class has a limit of 20 participants.
The tractors are custom made. They've got roll bars on them, and they require the kids to put their seatbelts on. And it's just like the big tractor sled. The farther they go, the farther the box comes up.
Registration for the kiddie pool is at 3 p.m. For additional details, go online to TuscCountyFairgrounds.com. A small fire broke out Tuesday morning, causing Subway to close for cleanup. Yorksville firefighters responded and found the blaze under control from the employees' quick response. The fire started where the electrical components are on top of the bread oven. The Subway restaurant on Macaulay Drive is now open for business. However, they asked customers to be patient since their menu is limited until the new oven arrives. And in state news, the Ohio Election Commission has voted to further investigate allegations that a Democratic congressional candidate used funds from a local race to bolster his campaign for a U.S. representative seat. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports 35-year-old Abt Prevail says the funds from his local campaign account were used in his role as Hamilton County Clerk of Courts. An attorney for the anti-tax activist who filed the complaint says Prevail's trips outside of the county and the state can't be relevant. And in sports, the Cleveland Browns ended their 19-game losing streak, which spanned 635 days as they defeated the New York Jets 21-17. Rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield was forced into action, down 14-0, as Tyrod Taylor suffered a concussion in the second quarter. The Indians fell to the White Sox 5-4 in 11 innings last night. Francisco Lindor and Michael Brantley hit home runs in the loss. Cleveland welcomes the Boston Red Sox tonight at 7:10. Cincinnati topped Miami 4-2. The Reds play the Marlins again tonight at 7:10. And Pittsburgh had the day off yesterday. Tonight, the Pirates will host the Brewers at 7:05. And tonight, the Big Z Sports Show starts at 5 o'clock as the guys preview week 5 of the high school football season. Halftime show is at 8 o'clock. Postgame begins at 10. And scoreboard updates and live look-ins are all night long from local games. You can always listen online at WTUZ.com. Your news this morning, it's brought to you by Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Commercial Parkway in Dover. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Hey Z Country, Greg Fleshman, the new sales manager here at Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Dover. Stop in and see us today as Jeep Adventure Days are going on now. You can lease a brand new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude Plus with four-wheel drive, leather, sunroof, powerful V6 engine, and remote start all for $299 a month. Stop in and check out all the great deals during the Jeep Adventure Days at Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Dover, or check us out online at thenewparkwaysuperstore.com.
For well-qualified buyers, 42-month ultra-low 10,000-mile lease with $3,000 due at signing. See dealer for details.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today will be breezy, unseasonably warm. High temperature 87. Winds can gust to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms arriving this evening, especially between 7 and 9 o'clock. Look for some gusty winds in some of these thunderstorms early this evening. Winds diminish overnight tonight with a mostly cloudy sky, low of 56. Saturday, mostly cloudy, high of 67. Much cooler this weekend. Partly cloudy Sunday, high 71. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, and at WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.